G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Rise and shine on Australia's Vision Christian Radio.
Oh, it's a Tuesday, and we love a Tuesday on Rise and Shine because I'm talking to the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Brett Ryan from Focus on the Family Australia. How are you, sire?
I am very, very well.
Now,
It's a busy week this week. It's National Families Week.
National Families Week. Now, I've had a few people contact, and people are asking around the office. I've got to start off with this because she's not here again. Poor Kate, where is she?
Her voice is still strained. We're just about to do some traveling, and she's really trying to rest it. Her ear, nose, and throat specialist said, don't speak at all, which is very quiet in our household. Very quiet. But she's slowly improving, and that's really good. And we appreciate everyone's prayers for her.
I'll definitely pray. Now, National Families Week. What is National Families Week?
Well, it's actually a government initiative, and they've been putting it together. The government have been putting together National Families Week to celebrate the idea of families being together. Every year between in the second week or third week of May, 15th to the 21st, and it coincides with the United Nations International Day of Families.
Oh, wow.
And it's celebrating families and the diversity and promotes, you know, the importance of family being together and that resilience. And in fact, we're actually hosting a webinar or just a video link on resilient families next Monday, if anyone would like to have that. And if they download the free family toolkit, which is available through the Vision website, they'll be able to download a variety. And I like to say it's like a smorgasbord.
Wow.
Because just recently we've just updated our website and we had to transfer over 8,000 pieces of content.
Wow.
So if you can't find it, I'm sure we've got it somewhere on the line. But this family toolkit has got different things about how to talk to your kids about some of the big issues, some of the ages and stages that they're going through, you know, how to get the kids to do the chores, a bit of mental health, which is such a big issue facing many families today. And in fact, just all things family. And we at Focus on the Family are loving being partnering with the government, but also all the radio stations across Australia to bring you the family toolkit.
It's amazing. It's honestly, sometimes depending on who you talk to and what media you've got on, you know, in your life, it can feel sometimes like the families are under attack. Like every other week there's some law or there's some person coming out and stating something and it's like, what is going on? It feels like the family is under attack. So to be able to seize this moment when you have it where the government is actually saying, you know what, families are important, and you as Focus on the Family being able to step into that, what an amazing opportunity.
Absolutely. And we are thrilled to be doing this. And in fact, the challenge is so many people are going through things, as you rightfully said, and sometimes they feel alone, but really, you're not alone, and that doesn't really take the pain away if you're going through a painful situation. But we at Focus would really like to encourage people to be more proactive rather than reactive. And so we consider ourselves more in the prevention game, you know, trying to educate and empower parents to be more confident and more competent dealing with these issues. However, if things do hit the proverbial fan, that you have a place that is good, strong biblical teaching that is biblically based, and to be able to help you go through those issues, whether it's mental health, whether it's addictions, whether it's a variety of other issues, communication, conflict, you know, you name it, we've got something in that area that can help you go through that issue and come through the other side, not just surviving, but thriving in Christ.
Oh, I love that. I love that. On that note, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. I want to ask you, Brett, about a couple of the big issues that might be facing families around now. So let's get into that next. You're listening to Brett Ryan, Focus on the Family, here on Rise and Shine. It's DJ Payne here on Rise and Shine on Vision, and we love a Tuesday. We're talking to Brett Ryan from Focus on the Family. It is National Families Week. Coming up, is it this week or next week?
The 15th. Oh, yeah, so it's on the 15th to 21st.
Okay.
So we're right in it.
We're right in it right now. And this is amazing thing. It's a government initiative. It allows a group like Focus on the Family be able to step into this. So, Brett, I want to give you a curly question here. I'm sure that there's a lot of government agencies and media involved in this who are telling people, hey, families can be anything. You know, we got to embrace all different types of families. And there's a bit of a rub sometimes for what the world says a family is and what the biblical definition of a family is. How do you, as Focus on the Family, step into that gap?
Well, we're all made in the image of God, and God loves us unconditionally. And therefore, we as his people and his representatives should love all people. But loving doesn't necessarily condoning or accepting certain people's behaviors.
In fact,
true love is actually doing correction, but with love, not with an iron fist, not saying I'm right, you're wrong, but actually coming alongside someone. There might be all different types of confusion. So we at Focus on the Family have that approach, that we would be able to serve anyone if they're willing to be able to abide, well, not abide, but, you know, follow that we are experts in the area of heterosexual relationships, wherein the ideal of helping mums and dads do their job. But we also know that we live in a fallen and broken world. And then divorce happens, separation happens, single parent happens, whatever variety, that we are there to help people, to come alongside them, to listen to them, to validate them, and to actually help them going through whatever they're going through.
Yeah. Oh, that, what a great position that the Lord has been able to give you to be able to walk in and step into those people's lives. You've mentioned, you know, this amazing National Families Week. There's a free toolkit that people can download to help families face some of these big issues. Give us one of the big issues that is close to your heart and you want to see families overcome. Oh,
I wouldn't say it's close to my heart, but it's the one that if I got a dollar for every time someone actually asked me about it, I think I'd be able to finance the ministry here at Focus on the Family Australia. And that would be getting their kids off their technology.
Oh, and wow.
Whether that's the gaming world, whether it's social media, whether it's just simply YouTubing and Netflix and binge watching. There's a variety of reasons why people and young people are connected to their devices. They are digital natives, and this is where they live and breathe. And literally, this is where they see the world. And you could say, well, this is a young person's issue. I've seen adults at the same time.
Oh, yes.
They can be all consumed with it. So this is this is one of the issues. But I also have to correlate that technology and sexuality is also going hand in hand when we see so many people going down and the addictive nature of technology and pornography and sexting. There's a variety. So they go hand in hand. So because it's rise and shine, we're going to be talking about it in a very, very simple way. But the fact is, technology is not necessarily a bad thing. We learn on it. We actually socialize on it. We're entertained by it. So it's not the bad, bad thing that a lot of people can make out to it. It's who's in control, who's driving the engine. And so I would be encouraging people to, you know, starting earlier to control your own self, look in the mirror, how you're consuming it, but also set some boundaries very early on and bring the kids along, not come down to a knee jerk. You're off this devices. You're never going on this anymore. No, the fact is the important aspect is bring them along and explain the reasons why and substituting things for things together as a family. So I'd encourage one thing simply to do a technology free Tuesday, for example. Let's just all off the devices. Let's have some family time and go for a walk, go and kick a football, do whatever. And have some fun together. And that will be something that the kids can look forward to and they can choose what to do the next time.
I love it. I love it. On the back of that, we've tried that. I've got three teenage boys, as we've mentioned before, Brett, and it's amazing. Once the father is out of the picture, I've been working here at Vision. My family is back interstate, getting the house together to move. But the minute I left, I have spent my entire life with my boys saying no to them about getting a gaming console in the house. No, no. Well, guess what appeared the minute I left for the job? They got the dreaded PlayStation in the house. And I was like, oh, you know, frustrated with them there. But last time I caught up with them, they said, Dad, would you spend some time with us? And it's been months since they've said anything like this to me.
Yeah.
Would you spend some time with us and play this game with us?
Yeah, and I think that's great because then you can come alongside them. They're going to be more expert than you. You're going to look silly, and that's part of growing up. And adults can make mistakes, and laugh at themselves, but then it's getting into their world. But then because you've got into their world, you've earned the right to speak into their lives. And it would be surprising how many great opportunities that can happen, even playing games.
Yes.
But then also you can role model and say, hey, you know, we've been on this for an hour.
Yeah.
Let's do something else. Yeah. Let's do something differently. And then that you're teaching them and role modeling that you're not all consumed in this area. But also know that the great market for gaming is 35 to 45 year old males. That's where the companies make the most amount of money. So it's not just kids making, because they're the ones that can pay for these things.
Yes.
So we as adults need to role model and be a good example to our children when it comes to technology consumption.
I love it. I love it. Hey, Brett, this is National Families Week. If people want to get more information and get this free toolkit, where can they go?
They can go to the Vision website, or they can go to Focus on the Families website, which is families.org.au. But the Vision website will have the link to going, and it's got all things about how to talk to your kids about drugs and alcohol, talking about sex, getting the kids to do the chores, which is a great one, and maybe something about mental health and well-being and addictive behaviors.
Wow.
And including an ability to be able to find out how you're going in your parenting journey. There's a free parenting assessment, and that's always good to actually say, hey, what's working well and where's some area for growth?
I love it. I love it. That's awesome. Hey, Brett, well, thank you so much. Give our love to Kate. Tell her that our prayers are with her and you guys as well, especially this week on National Families Week. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and we'll speak to you very soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.